Welcome to the Restaurant Boss Podcast, where you can make more money, have more freedom, and actually start to enjoy owning your restaurant. If you're feeling overwhelmed, stressed, and just sick of the struggle, you've come to the right place. So here is your host, the restaurant boss himself, Ryan Bromfin.
Hello, in today's restaurant management tip, I want to teach you a strategy, a three-step process you can use when one of your team members, a manager or an employee, does not do something they said they were gonna do. I'm sure that's never happened to you before. Hey everybody, Ryan Bromfin here, author, speaker, chef, restaurateur, the founder of therestaurantboss.com, as well as clickbacon.com. And like I said, today, I wanna help you with three simple steps you can use when someone on your team doesn't do what they say they're gonna do when they say they're gonna do it. I'm sure this has never happened to you before. I know it never happened to me when I was managing restaurants, right? It happens all the time. We get busy and we have great excuses for why we didn't do things. Sometimes they're not even excuses. Sometimes they're reality. Sometimes things come up and it prevents us from doing something that we said we're gonna do. But if we don't get our task completed, if we don't keep the ball moving forward, we're gonna stay flat. And what do doctors call flat? Dead, flatlining. So we always have to be moving the ball forward, even when life or restaurant or business gets in the way. So when someone on your team says they're gonna do something and they don't do it, it's a very simple three-step conversation that I want you to have with them. Are we ready? Step one, we need to recognize the importance of what they did, because chances are they're coming to you and saying, I wasn't able to get that done because remember we had the flood in the kitchen and that set us back like 2 days and I spent so much time working on that I wasn't able to get that thing done that we talked about. Well, the first thing you need to do is recognize how important they are to the team by saying something like, thank you for the work you did in cleaning up after that flood when the pipe broke in the kitchen. That was so important to the business that had you not been there, I don't know what we would have done. We really appreciate you stepping up to the plate and taking care of that, right? We got to let them know that whatever it was that distracted them was important and a good use of their time. We can't just ignore the fact that they did something good to help the business. Otherwise, they're just going to say that you're ungrateful. But then step two and step three are where the magic happens. Step two is we have to remind them that they're a huge part of the team, that without all of their hard work, the team would never be able to reach their goal. So, because we're about to set up for step three. So again, we have to let them know they're part of this team, they're a huge part of this team, and everybody on the team has to complete their task so that way the team can make the goal. And then with step three, we want to now address that employee and let them know that the entire team is counting on them to not only complete any new commitments that they have for this week, but to also complete the commitment that they made last week. So that way we don't lose any time, right? So step one is we have to recognize whatever it was that distracted them from getting their goal, from reaching their goal, their commitment. Step two is we have to remind them what a crucial part they are to the team and how the entire team is counting on them. And then step three, we need to let them know that now the entire team is going to hold them accountable and that we're expecting them to be able to do what they said last week, plus any new commitments or goals for this week. So I hope those three steps help you better recognize the efforts of your team, because listen, things do happen and things do get in the way, but by using this three-step sort of feedback for when someone doesn't get something done on your team, it's gonna let them know that you care, but more importantly, it's gonna help correct their behavior, because when your standards are set higher, when you hold your team accountable, when we don't let excuses happen, all of a sudden, the excuses are gonna get smaller and smaller and smaller until they eventually just disappear. People know they're gonna be held accountable. They know they're gonna have to do last week's work plus this week's work. They're gonna start coming to your meetings with their work done. If you enjoyed this week's tip, I can't wait to bring you another tip next week. This has been Ryan Bromfin. Have a wonderful week.
Hey, did you notice something in today's episode?
Yep.
No ads, no sponsors, just great training to help you make more money, have more freedom, and avoid the stress, struggle, and overwhelm many restaurant owners feel every day. How do I do it? How is it that you listen to all those other podcasts that have minutes and minutes worth of lame ads for underwear or other websites they're promoting? I don't judge them, but I choose to focus on you. I can only do this because you share my podcast with other folks who end up looking me up online, registering for my courses, and getting amazing results in their restaurants. It's because of you that I can self-fund this effort, and you know how hard it is to do all this. That's why I appreciate you so much. So if you like this podcast, ad-free and sponsor-free, do me a favor. Tell a friend in the restaurant business about this podcast and my website, therestaurantboss.com. It would sure help, and I would appreciate it. I'm sure our community would too. Plus, if you could leave me a review on iTunes or post a comment about this episode on my website, that would be huge as well. Until next time, remember, your success in the restaurant business is about your ability to create, manage, and master systems while developing your employees. Have a wonderful day.
Thanks a lot for listening to the Restaurant Boss Podcast with your host, the restaurant boss himself, Ryan Gronfin. For more great content, free stuff to help you make more money and enjoy more freedom, visit therestaurantboss.com and click on podcast. Be sure to register on our email list so you never miss an episode. We'll see you next time.